Right, you might have heard a reference to this on The Breakfast Show this morning, but in case not, several international airlines have quite abruptly suspended their flights into Cairo over security concerns around the international airport there. British Airways was the first to come out with a statement, followed not long after by German airline Lufthansa, and both referenced security concerns around the Egyptian capital and its airport as the primary reason, but then didn't give very many details, no details at all, really, to be more honest. I'm curious to know what's going on, what the background is, and what the impact is likely to be on tourism in Egypt. I've asked our Africa correspondent, Jean-Jacques Cornish, to join us and hopefully shed a bit of light here. Jean-Jacques, great to have you with us. Good afternoon.
Pleasure to be with you, Pippa. This is a very interesting story for Egypt. You know, I was there for the opening of the second Suez and realized, looking around their tourism structures, I've been there many times as an election observer too,
yes.
And they rely so much on tourism. I mean, back in 2010, they had 15 million tourists a year. That dropped significantly with this wave of terrorism. It was picking up. Last year, in the first 6 months, they had 5 million tourists. So they're picking up, yep. But this will set them back. There's no doubt about it. When you look at Tunisia nearby, also, you know, in the Maghreb, once the Brits, for example, set out travel advisories and stopped flights and things like that, it really, really hit them where it hurts. Now, what has happened is Luxor has resumed the flights to Cairo. British Airways say they will continue their grounding of aircraft to Cairo until Saturday. Now, why? We don't know, and we wouldn't expect the security boffins to talk about it. You know, they would keep this under the cape, as it were. Mm-hmm. The fact is, though, it's really going to hit them. You know, I was in Luxor as an election observer. Back in 1997, they had that massacre there. Remember, 67
yes.
tourists. Well, I was very popular as a South African because they said after 67, after 97, the only tourists they got were South Africans. And the South African reasoning was everybody's going to be doubly secure at the moment and the prices will go down because of this. So they said our pragmatic approach made us very good tourists. But the thing is, you know, tourists are nervous beasts. If you want to go on an adventure holiday, you pay for an adventure holiday. You don't hope to get some adventure thrown in halfway. Mm. So the travel advisory from the Foreign Office saying only absolutely essential travel should be to the Sinai Peninsula, where there was a terrorist incident at the weekend, will, you know, it's definitely going to hit Egypt right in the tourism belly, as it were.
JJ, just to give some local context to the story, SAA doesn't have a direct flight to Cairo, but Egypt Air operates a flight from Joburg to Cairo, I know. The other airlines, including Air France and Emirates and Etihad, are continuing their operations as normal. So there are still ways for travelers to get there should they wish to. But as you say, the question is the question mark that places in people's minds having so few details about the cause of the suspension.
Absolutely. And Egypt Air has continued flying all through this, so they haven't done a thing. We wouldn't expect Egypt Air to change, given the new style of very authoritarian style of government there. They wouldn't get a break. They'd have to do it. So, you know, it's interesting, Pippa, that the Brits have taken this approach. They must have some very good information. The fact is, though, they're not letting it go or letting it out. And if really one wouldn't expect to in a security situation.
One last quick question, JJ. What about the impact on diplomacy between Egypt and the UK? Because I've seen a fairly sharp response from the Egyptian government questioning the way this news was communicated and the way the decision was announced without any conversation with authorities in Cairo beforehand. They've obviously taken quite offense at the manner in which this happened.
But you know, governments always do. If you tell people that you rely on tourism and you tell them that their country is unsafe, then you would expect that the government, the host government, would be very furious about it. And in this case, that is exactly the case.
Okay, Jean-Jacques Cornish, thank you so much for the update. There are Africa correspondents.